Doyle McManus is with us in the studio. He's the Washington bureau chief of the Los Angeles Times and a regular guest on our program. Welcome back, Doyle.
Good morning, Leanne.
As we just heard from Ivan Watson, there are plans to transfer authority to a provisional Iraqi government by next summer. How much of a policy shift does Ambassador Bremer's newly struck deal with Iraq's governing council represent?
It's quite a significant shift from the timetable, the previous timetable, that had essentially been written by Ambassador Bremer himself. That timetable focused first on putting together an assembly that would write a constitution for Iraq. It was almost the kind of thing you might try in a country like Canada or Switzerland. It had well worked out steps that would have taken, under the best circumstances, a year or more to work out, and the problem was Bremer and the Bush administration weren't looking at the best of circumstances. They were increasingly looking at the worst of circumstances, and they were looking at a process that now appeared to be stretching well out into the year 2005.
Do you buy it? Can it happen?
Can it happen? Under this new sort of jump-started process, I think it can happen because the Iraqi Governing Council, the group of 24 that was set up as the not-quite-interim government, has a direct interest in making this happen. This, in a sense, was a way to start real politics going in Iraq without laying down all the rules that you'd need in a constitution. And the administration was in a bit of a bind in that the Iraqis were pushing for more but didn't know how to get there. The administration's timetable wasn't going to get there very fast, but President Bush, we're told, was getting increasingly impatient with the inertia that was there. They had to do something quick, something new. It's a better starting point than we were at a month ago.
Timing is everything, Doyle. And if this plan happens, the provisional government will take over just before the U.S. presidential campaign heats up. Can the Bush administration be so fortunate?
They will be fortunate if that happens. It's almost impossible to imagine, though, that the hostilities in Iraq, the continuing insurgency, will be entirely gone by that point. Even the best conceivable circumstances, I think, the Bush administration is looking at Iraq being a tough and painful issue all during the election year. The key question for them politically is whether American voters look at Iraq and have a sense that things are getting better. For the last couple of months, things have been getting worse. They desperately want to change that tide.
Some Pentagon officials claim the insurgency we're seeing in Iraq was all part of Saddam Hussein's master plan for the war. Have you talked to anyone who really believes Saddam is the von Clausewitz of Mesopotamia?
That school of thought is there. In fact, there's quite a lively debate within the Pentagon and the intelligence community as to whether this was all planned. In fact, the other school of thought, which is equally possible, is that there was not a grand plan, but that this is a brand of guerrilla warfare that Saddam's Iraqi Ba'ath Party knew how to wage. They started out as an underground party. You've got some old guys running that operation who did this kind of thing back in the 60s and 70s, and that maybe the reason we had a couple of months of peace in Baghdad was that it took them a while to get their act together again. Either way, it is more organized than the Americans wanted to meet.
On Capitol Hill, the Senate was focused on politics, judicial appointments, finishing up an energy plan, struggling to reform Medicare. Is this kind of an exercise in arachnophobia?
The Senate actually has a huge amount of domestic business to do. Medicare and energy and judges are all awfully important for them to get done. And I think, in fact, most of the Senate will be delighted if the administration can get Iraq back on track and they can debate it in peace without having any real responsibility for the consequences.
What about the 40-hour Republican talkathon in the Senate? Did it give President Bush's judicial nominees any traction?
There's no sign that that non-filibuster changed the dynamics in the Senate. In fact, the Democrats under Tom Daschle took some delight in trying to turn it against the Republicans. But this is an issue on which each side is really playing to its own base, its own most loyal supporters, and nobody was looking for much of a compromise.
Doyle McManus is the Washington Bureau Chief of the Los Angeles Times. Doyle, thanks very much.
Thank you, Leanne.